Scientists think the E. coli probably came from the water and washed onto the sand in waves, but no one's sure what the health implications might be. Richard Whitman is chief of the Lake Michigan Ecological Research Station. He says E. coli levels drop in colder weather, but come summer, Whitman says as long as beachgoers wash their hands after touching the sand, the E. coli probably isn't cause for concern. But Whitman says the presence of E. coli could mean the sand harbors other dangers.
What else is getting concentrated in the sand? Are there pathogens such as viruses and parasites and other bacteria that people are being exposed to?
Whitman says the discovery of E. coli on beaches of Lakes Michigan and Superior has prompted the Canadian government to begin researching the issue of pathogens in sand. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.